Hello and welcome to our Brothers Bro podcast. I'm your bro Dayton
and I'm your bro Easy.
And as usual, we're gonna kick off this podcast with a joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
But today, we're actually gonna kick it off with the poem, which is called Fire and Ice. Some say the world will end in fire, some say in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor a fire. But if I had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice.
And it is by Robert Frost, which is ironic because it's fire and ice.
Yeah.
And Robert Frost will, of course, be our poem, our poet for this week's Bro vs. Bro. So now we're going to go into this week's joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. What washes up on really small beaches?
I don't know what washes up on really small beaches.
Microwaves.
Good joke, Dayton. If you would like to send us in a joke or what this week's poem meant to you, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. And that's B-R-U-H versus V-S bro, B-R-O at outlook.com. So now we're going to go into this week's big word of the week, or B-W-O-T-W, which Dayton has for us.
The big word of the week is brought to you by All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Today's big word of the week is elusive, which means difficult to catch or pin down.
So, elusive to me means, like, someone that is avoiding, a law or a rule or even a person in one way or another. And that's what elusive means to me. Somebody who I think is elusive is Kyrie Irving.
And you spell elusive E-L-U-S-I-V-E.
That is this week's big word of the week. So now, of course, it is time for this week's famous poet, which is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's famous poet is Robert Lee Frost, who lived from March 26, 1874 to January 29, 1963. Robert Frost was an American poet. His work was initially published in England before it was published in America. He is known for his realistic depictions of rural life and his command of American colloquial speech. So that is this week's famous poet. And now we're going to speed walk our way into this week's quote of the week, which will, of course, be by our famous poet.
The quote of the week is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. In three words, I can sum up everything I've learned about life. It goes on.
Wow. That's why he was a poet, because he wrote really deep stuff.
Yeah.
So, hey, it got a joke for you. You know what else is deep? You know what?
The ocean?
A hole.
Oh.
That's not funny. Okay, anyway, we're going to jump into this week's tech fact. So, Dayton, can you present it to us, please?
The tech fact is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair.
Yeah, that's ironic.
Okay. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. The word android means a human with a male robot appearance.
Wait.
Yep. The word android means a human with a male robot appearance.
So, that's what it...
Okay, if any of you guys have androids, you know that little... Or if you don't, you know that little green guy pops up?
That's...
Kind of looks like a piece of broccoli. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a male human with a robot appearance.
So, wait, so, like, could you describe someone as an android? If they look like a rope...
Or Frankenstein is a male robot with a...
Whatever. I don't understand how that... Whatever.
Conspiracy theories.
If you would like to send us in a tech fact about other weird stuff,
yeah,
you can contact us again at bruvversusbro@outlook.com. So now it's time for us to backpedal our way into this week's book recommendation. This week's book / basically poem recommendation is The Roads Not Taken by Robert Frost. The Roads Not Taken is about the choice a speaker did not make, which still haunts them to this day. If you read it, it'd make a lot more sense, so I'm not trying to give too much away, but it's a really good poem. Robert Frost is good at writing poems, so, you know, shout out to Robert Frost. So, now we're gonna jump our way into the last segment of this week's show, which is the Random Acts of Kindness. This week's random act of kindness is to make someone a gift. Because, you know, you can always go and buy someone a gift, but it really shows how much you care when you make someone a gift. Because, you know, it's the thought that counts. That's what my mom, who tells me to buckle my seatbelt, always says. So, yeah. That's this week's random acts of kindness. And for the last time, if you'd like to send us in any of these segments that we just went over, you can contact us at bruvversusbro@outlook.com. And you can win cool prizes.
Like t-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Cheeto Puffs.
Okay. Stickers.
Crazy androids. I don't know.
Cars.
Boom shakalaka.
And much more. Oh, wait, yeah. Fanny Wanny Manny Packs.
Can never forget those. And much more.
Man / woman handbags.
And much more.
Yeah, okay. And much more. Etc. ETC.
So, now we're gonna give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer / director, BL Self. And this week, our song was Old Town Road, not the remix, by Lil Nas X.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Bye-bye, folks.
I got the horses in the bag. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boosters black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody feel me.
This is Bruh vs. Bro.